USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump continues to trail Democratic challenger Joe Biden nationally, though he is gaining ground. Last month, Trump was down 13 points in the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, which was conducted just days after Biden's selection of Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, is down nationally to 9 points. The former vice president holds double-digit advantages over Trump on the coronavirus, immigration, and race relations. Trump maintains his lead over Biden on the economy, which this poll finds that is a voter's top issue heading into the election. 60% of Biden voters say their support for the former vice president is based more on their feelings against Trump rather than their support for the nominee. By contrast, 74% of Trump voters are completely for the president versus 20% who are against Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
President Trump says he's very strongly looking into whether he should pardon the world's best-known leaker, Edward Snowden, and USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The president making the comment yesterday at a news conference in New Jersey.
There are many, many people, it seems to be a split decision, that many people think that he should be somehow treated differently, and other people think he did very bad things.
The former NSA contractor has been living in exile in Moscow for 6 years.
The Democratic National Convention starts tomorrow night. A number of events will not be able to happen due to the pandemic, and it will be held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The first night of the convention will address the series of monumental challenges facing Americans, notably the pandemic, economic recession, and civil unrest. Former First Lady Michelle Obama, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, former Ohio Governor John Kasich, who's a Republican, Amy Klobuchar, Gretchen Whitmer, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will all speak. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Health and Human Services Chief Information Officer Jose Arrieta resigned unexpectedly. Arrieta told senior leaders that he would stay for up to a month to help with the transition. He departs just 4 months after the department stood up to public data sharing Hub HHS projects and a little over a year since he took over as the Chief Information Officer. Arrieta and his team have been under considerable pressure inside and outside the administration after HHS in July ordered hospitals to bypass the CDC when reporting certain coronavirus data. The oldest living American, Hester Ford, celebrated her birthday yesterday, turning 116. She's the oldest person on record in the United States, according to data compiled by the Gerontology Research Group and the United States Census Bureau. The oldest living person on the planet is Kane Tanaka of Japan, who is 117. Ford was born on a farm in Lancaster County, South Carolina. She married at age 14 to John Ford, gave birth to the first of the couple's 12 children at age 15. Hester took care of the house, the farm, and the children while John worked at a local steel mill. Her husband died in 1963. Ford had not been hospitalized even once in the first 108 years of her life. She now has 68 grandchildren, 125 great-grandchildren, and at least 120 great-great-grandchildren. Ford can still walk in very short distances and, until the pandemic, had attended church the first Sunday of every month for communion. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.